Radio 3 at the same time, a 10:45. The essay this week is a CTVC production for BBC Radio 3.
I'm Louise Fryer, and all this week I'm presenting some very special editions of Afternoon on 3. All week I'm introducing recent performances by one of the world's great bands of musicians, the Berlin Philharmonic. So far this week, we've heard the orchestra under the batons of the current incumbent, Sir Simon Rattle, and as it turns out, an historic recording by the late Claudio Abbado. Tomorrow, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the opening of the orchestra's hall, the Berlin Philharmonie. And we round the week off with Bach's St. John Passion, the orchestra once again led by Simon Rattle. Join me and the Berlin Philharmonic all this week in Afternoon on 3, 2 o'clock, BBC Radio 3.
This is Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Tuesday night. And now, Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thanks, Jonathan. We start off today music from Little Dragon. Well, starting tonight's programme with upfront music from Little Dragon, about to release their fourth album, Nabuma Rubber Bands, and on the brink of next level success if their live shows are anything to go by. And that track was Cat Rider. Coming up tonight, we got some new music from Tumani and Siddiqui Diabate, a 70s classic from Joni Mitchell. We've got more from the Royal College of Music, Royal Academy collaboration, and also something very special to end the programme with, Peter Zumo featuring Arthur Russell. And music in the background from the Fortune 500 Music of the Now Age 2 compilation. This is Slow Computer. We'll be right back.
Love is not a roof against the rain. Sink and rise and come with me again. Everyone remembers what they want. What have I done with my life? What have I done with the keys? What have I done to deserve this? I can hold the midnight in my hand, spoken like a singer in a band. Everyone remembers what they want. Stories told to give their life a font. What have I done with my life? What have I done with the keys?
So after 25 years of forming and playing in bands, including Galaxy 500 and Luna, that's Dean Wareham from his first solo album produced by My Morning Jacket's Jim James. From it, that track, Love Is Not a Roof Against the Rain. And before that, from the album Piori Taia, from Finnish folk accordionist, percussionist and singer Anne-Marie Kevimaki. And now, father and son, Tumani and Siddiqui Diabate, masters of the Kora. They'll be performing across the UK in May, including dates at the Barbican in London, the Usher Hall in Edinburgh, Howard's Assembly Room in Leeds, and the Hay Festival. And there's a new album on the way before that. And it features this, Bagadaji Siri Fowler. Thank you.
mancha chica está en el baño. Mucha chica está en el baño, vestida de colorado, échate a la mar, échate a la mar y alcanza, échate a la mar, a la mar yo bien me echarlo, a la mar yo bien me echarlo, si me suegra licencia me daba, échate a la mar, échate a la mar y alcanza, échate a la mar.
Fair blood. if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels, freeing you from the earth. From the earth. From the earth.
White worms on the underground, caught between stations, but a
back to 98 for that classic Moex release from Uncle, with the vocals of Tom York, of course, Rabbit in Your Headlight, in Your Headlights. Moex, founder James Lavelle, curating this year's Meltdown Festival at the South Bank Centre later this year. A tweet from William French, who suggests that Sati should have sued, I think referring to the piano bit at the beginning of the track and during it. I think it's a David Axelrod sample, actually, but understand what you're saying. And if you've got a tweet, feel free to tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. You can also email good old-fashioned emails, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Before that, sung in Ladino, the language of the Sephardic Jews, Anna Hoffman and Romancero Sephardi with Ya Salio de la Mer La Galana. Prolific composer and guitarist Benjamin Dwyer now, from his Scenes from the Crow album, which is based on the Crow poems of Ted Hughes and recorded by the Vox 21 Ensemble in Dublin. This is Magical Dangers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's from the Grey Veils EP, which you can find on Cohort Recordings from Lisbon-based producer Chainless. That track's called Hiding. And don't forget, the track lists are available on the Late Junction page of the BBC Radio 3 website. We've got a traditional Irish tune now performed by bagpipe player Felix Doran, who spent his early years as a travelling musician performing extensively all over Ireland before settling down in Manchester in the 1960s. This is The Lark in the Morning.
Thank you. show. I've been listening to the sirens and the radio. He said he'd be over 3 hours ago. I've been waiting for his car on the hill.
From Joni Mitchell's finest album, in my opinion anyway, Caught in Spark. Corinna Hill, such a vivid portrayal of longing and loneliness in 70s San Francisco. And before that, from Yavri from Esmerine, the four-piece, which includes Bruce Caldron, the former drummer in Godspeed You Black Emperor, and cellist Rebecca Foon. The album's called Dalmak and was recorded in Istanbul, where the band were joined by an equal number of local Turkish guest players as well. Your tweets tonight have been very busy on Twitter. A nice one from Moderate Concern. Enjoying Late Junction after the bliss of this evening's Pergolesi concert, which if you missed, you can listen to after this, of course, on the BBC iPlayer. Also one from London Workshop, who says, new favourite radio show, Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. So that's good. More of that, please. An extract now from tonight's Royal College of Music. Track composed by Raquel Garcia Thomas for the Japanese architect Kengo Kuma, performed on castanets by Anna Gasco.
18 kierujących całą grupą w sprawie wszczęto też kontrolę skarbową. Sprawa ma
in the background, it's the very powerful and slightly disturbing soundscapes from the analog, electronic and electroacoustic duo of Tukas Jenya Acek and Kuba Ziolek on Monotype from their album Dat. And before that, Senegalese singer, performer and dancer Batch Goué with M. Bugel. And we go from West Africa to Dayton, Ohio, and the music of Dan Gellert, the fiddle and banjo player of whom Ry Cooder recently said before a session together, "I imagine that trying to play with Dan will be like running to catch a train that's leaving the station." And here's why. This is Buccaneer's Choice. Thank you.
wide was the water where the weather brought rain. Ripples on a river where the raindrops stay. Dreaming of a river on the open sea. Grey was the colour of the estuary. Wide was the water where the weather brought rain. Ripples on a river where the raindrops stay. Ripples on a river where the raindrops stay.
I went to the Tate Modern last week, which sounds like I'm about to tell a really terrible joke, but don't worry, I'm not. I went to the Tate Modern last week to see the Richard Hamilton exhibition. On my way out, discovered another exhibition called Edges and Extremes, Shetland and Cornwall, which is a collaborative art project by visual artist Sally Booth and poet Evelyn Sharp. And while I was there, I picked up a CD that contains the track you just heard, Mark Cragg, and that's called Down Givor Mine. And before that, North Wales musician Dan Amor with some friends in a local pub, on the sounds of it, from his album Rainhill Trials. That was Landlubber. Maestro sitar player Ashraf Sharif Khan Punchwala is being credited as one of the few remaining performers carrying the classical music traditions of Pakistan into the future. And from his Echoes of Indus album, this is Marva. Well, that's the main title from Rory Moore's concept album of sorts, I guess, called Looking for Laszlo, which echoes the great Studio 2 easy listening sound with really lush orchestration. I'm going to leave you with a track that I've listened to many times since I received it just a couple of weeks back. It's totally hypnotic. Unfortunately, we don't have time to play it all in full, but I recommend you track it down when it comes out on Record Store Day. It's on Foom Records. Originally recorded live at Battery Sound in New York back in 1985 and then remastered in Brooklyn by Paul Gold from the original quarter-inch tapes just last year. Peter Zumo on trombone, Arthur Russell on amplified cello and vocals. From Zumo's Lateral Pass Suite, this is the quintet version of Song 4. Good night.
Hello, this is BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young with Music Through the Night. I'm celebrating all things Baroque to start with, helped by the wonderful early music group Les Ambassadeurs, who in June 2013 were marking the summer solstice with an appearance at Denmark's largest Baroque celebration, the Midsummer Baroque Festival in Copenhagen, described as an ambitious playground for some of the world's leading early music specialists. They devoted the evening to French music. Charpentier was on the programme along with Jean-Marie Leclerc, and they ended with two works by Rameau. Michel Corrette opened the programme with his comedy concerto Les Sauvages et la Furstenberg.